This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Through the month of November, NHPR will be telling stories of military veterans in the Granite State, and we begin this series today with a look at the drug Naloxone. Also commonly known by the brand name Narcan, this drug has the power to reverse a drug overdose and save lives. Doctors in New Hampshire can prescribe it to anyone who could use it to help someone survive an overdose, but doctors at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Manchester don't do that. Doctors at VA hospitals only write prescriptions for the drug user, not for friends or family. One New Hampshire veteran is trying to get the VA to change that. Army veteran Peter Gonzalez says he has pretty good veteran radar. That's what he calls the ability to spot another veteran on sight. The Franklin resident used it one night at an apartment in Manchester. Some people there were using illegal drugs, and while he was there, he saw a guy with a short military-style haircut. He turned to his friend, a woman who brought him to the apartment.
You want to see a veteran? She said, yes. So that's why I started becoming interested in getting this guy helped. A lot of them don't want to live that way.
Gonzalez says he feels pretty strongly about not leaving a fellow soldier behind. So he asked this veteran, hey, do you want some Narcan, just in case? He said, yeah, definitely. So Peter Gonzalez made an appointment at the Manchester VA and asked for Narcan. The physician told him no.
She said, unless you're on opioid therapy or unless you test positive for heroin, we can't issue Narcan.
That's a problem, Gonzalez says, because Narcan is not usually self-administered.
Unless he physically shows somebody else the kit and teaches somebody else how to use it, then it's no good anyway.
Since then, Gonzalez has been sending out emails to politicians, the press, and the VA, trying to get the VA to change its approach. Dr. Elizabeth Oliva is the VA National Opioid Overdose Education and Naloxone Distribution Coordinator, and she says the idea Gonzalez is promoting is something that should be discussed, but it's a slippery slope.
So if we do it for this, and why wouldn't we do it for EpiPens? Why wouldn't we do it for glucagon? Because those are both very important life-saving, you know, medications, and then there's good arguments to be made for those as well.
She concedes that there is no epidemic of allergic reactions as there is for opioid overdose deaths. The VA in Manchester says it has issued 216 naloxone prescriptions since August of 2015. It would not provide data about how many veterans asked for it and were told they couldn't have it. Here is where the VA's practice of prescribing Narcan only to the end user gets a little strange. NHPR asked the VA multiple times for the documents that spell out the VA's naloxone prescription policy, and it turns out there is no written policy, no list of must-dos or prohibitions. The closest thing is a document with recommendations on how to prescribe it. James Schlosser is acting chief of staff at the Manchester VA.
This is a recommendation. This is guidance. And as I said, this reviews the scientific literature, summarizes it for clinicians so that our staff have the best scientific guidance available to them.
So if the closest thing the VA has to a policy is really just a recommendation, not a mandate or a directive, why not use some discretion? The VA cited the Appropriations Act, adding that it only permits use of funds for beneficiaries of the Department of Veterans Affairs and veterans. Schlosser treats the recommendations as a rule, and he declined to comment on whether it makes sense to give Narcan to someone who knows a veteran who may overdose. Jason Lucy has a different take. He's a nurse practitioner and a member of One Voice Opioid Task Force of Stratford County. He says in most cases, even civilian doctors won't give you drugs if they're not meant for you.
But with naloxone, when everything's boiled down, the benefits of saving someone from an overdose far outweigh the risks of giving a medicine to somebody who may not need it.
Which is why New Hampshire passed legislation last year allowing anyone to get the drug if they could use it to save someone's life. New Hampshire Congresswoman Annie Custer sits on the House Veterans Affairs Committee. She says this isn't something she'd considered before.
That's an interesting hypothetical. I want to make sure that naloxone is available for veterans that need it. There are obviously lots of sources of naloxone within our civilian healthcare delivery system.
And that is true. Peter Gonzalez could go outside the VA to get naloxone. But he says it's a matter of honoring the VA's mission.
The problem is veterans are more likely to go to the VA for help than anywhere else because that's what the VA's mandate was supposed to be for, to help veterans.
He says in the military, you leave nobody behind. And right now, that's what the VA is doing. Through the month of November, NHPR will be telling stories of military veterans in the Granite State. Next week, what some veterans are saying about the issues that matter to them this election season.